Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Look at that beautiful picture.
Yeah, wonderful there. What was that, the Kosciuszko?
No, that's...
The Kosciuszko?
No, that's over in Tarrytown.
Oh, the...
Oh, come on.
Tappan Zee?
Yeah, Tappan Zee.
There we go.
Didn't they name it something else? Didn't Andrew Cuomo name it after his dad or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Mario Cuomo. Yeah.
Ugh, God. God almighty.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's right. Now I see it. All right. But that's the same structure as what they did at
the same kind of build. Yeah. Same kind of architecture.
Right. But it's not as pretty.
Like I said, we in New York, we have beautiful bridges.
We do.
Not so much in Jersey. Although, yeah. I got to say, I think it's the Pulaski Skyway.
Mm.
Somehow, some way, they were able to match the rust on the overall building to the side, like you know, the barriers that go down the side and go down the middle.
Yeah,
they get that brown. It's a brown color, so it matches the rust.
Perfect. I'm gonna be heading that way today, right out of here. I'll take a look for that brown.
I mean, if you're going over the Pulaski Skyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, once you get out of the Holland Tunnel, you have that choice. So I don't know. Either go left or right. Left's the Skyway, right?
Yeah, right. left is the Skyway, and then right is the Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah,
where you get told like four times. Yeah, I played at Liberty Golf. I felt like I was getting told like every 2 miles.
Yeah,
I don't know if they were. I don't know what it is, but. Just seems like a lot of money just goes one way.
It does seem that way. I remember going down to due process. I was getting told through the nose. But that's this is where we live. This is where we live, Boomer. This is the life we have chosen. Is it not? By the way, our phones were dead for 2 hours. So if you're trying to get in, now you can get in. If you want to talk about Halliburton, the NBA Finals, the Mets struggles, the Yankees beating the Orioles 2 out of 3 over the weekend.
And they needed that 8th inning yesterday, boy.
Indeed. 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. We will take some of those calls. And last night when Halliburton goes down, even with the choke sign and how much that, you know, he has been a pain in the ass to the New York Knicks, it was just tough to see, especially in a game 7. It would have been a great story if the Pacers had still won the game without Halliburton, but you didn't want to see that. You wanted to see a great game 7. You wanted to be competitive all the way through. Obviously, it is not, as Oklahoma City pulls away late. So he goes down, and you know, once you're done feeling bad for him and saying, oh, that sucks, you start thinking about the Eastern Conference, and you're thinking about all the Achilles injuries that have affected this Eastern Conference going into next year.
And just hope none of your players have the same thing happen.
Exactly, and that's that is a point that we have to consider. But, you know, of course, you got Dame Lillard, you got Jason Tatum, now you have Tyrese Halliburton, all with long recoveries ahead. And I mean, we've been over it 10 million times, but I can't tell you that I wasn't thinking, wow, we would have been just riding high thinking about taking that next step with Tibbs and this roster if they had kept the coach. But instead, we're sitting here with no coach. Still.
Yeah.
No coach.
It's frustrating, to say the least.
Yeah.
But I also know, like, with free agency coming up and everything else, again, like, you have to have a coach. I mean, like, you can offer free agents money, you can make trades, but you got to make sure that whoever you have as a coach is on board with that player, and the player that you're acquiring is on board with the coach.
Yeah.
What happens if that coach met this player somewhere else or coached them somewhere else and they didn't get along?
Yeah.
And then you try to reunite them in the middle of a team that's ascending the way the Knicks are. Like, I would not have been surprised last night had the Pacers won that game if Halliburton stays in the game.
Yeah. And by the way, did you see before the game where Rick Carlisle said he saw the buses, the championship buses painted and that whole thing?
Yeah.
I saw a video. It's going to go viral. It's like they have the championship buses all ready to go.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, that would have been one hell of a story. But it didn't end up working out that way. And you know, as we sit here with no coach, it's still, it's Mike Brown, it's Taylor Jenkins, and it's Jason Kidd if they could somehow extract him from Dallas, which I feel like is impossible.
Does Poly Market have something up or no?
Yeah, they did. Remember we checked it, but
yeah,
it wasn't.
It hasn't changed at all?
I don't know. Let me take a look. Because, yeah, we checked it out right in the beginning, and there wasn't, let's see, if I search markets and go Knicks and see what that says. All right, here we go. Yeah, it's still like, yeah, they got Rick Brunson at 26%.
They do? Still,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they got Rick Brunson, or 22%. Rick Brunson, 22%. Johnny Bryant, 17%. Taylor Jenkins, 11%. I don't even see Mike Brown's not even on here. Someone should just buy some. We should buy some Mike Brown stock, right? That's what we should do. We got $4,000 worth of volume here. Cash out on Mike Brown. We think they're going that way. Wouldn't be a bad way to go.
The Ayatollah Khomeini, 56% out as leader, supreme leader.
Okay.
That's 56%.
56%?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, hey. That's better than 50-50, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not great odds.
And they got this Zohran Mamdani, 53% to win the
Democratic primary.
Ugh.
Wow.
Good luck.
Beating Cuomo, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. Let's go to Zach in Paramus. What's going on, Zach?
Hello, Zach. The phone pot's probably not up, so just Zach just
hang on there,
talking
Zach.
For a second. And Zach, are you there now?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Zach. Go ahead.
What's going on, guys? How are you, man?
All right.
Great.
So last Friday, I'm just driving, listening to the show, and Boomer goes, what do calf injuries usually go to? An Achilles. And he was spot on with that. I don't know how you called that one, but spot on. I thought of you as soon as you went down. Not a good thing, but props to you for seeing that before it even happened.
Well, I appreciate that, Zach. I don't take any great joy out of that. I mean, I'm just pointing out what I thought was obvious.
Yeah, I mean, it's become more obvious recently over the last couple of years. So you had Durant.
And the reason I knew that this was pretty serious, well, yeah, going into game six, I didn't know how serious it was. But he only had to play 23 minutes in that game.
Right.
Because they blew the Thunder out. And then the question was, you know, last night he was going to have to be all in. He was going to have to play his full amount of minutes in order for them to win. And you knew that he was going to have a game that was going to be, you know, the way it started, a great game in order to lead his team to victory. Because I'm telling you, Rick Carlisle, yeah, saw the buses, probably brought it up to his team pregame and said, look, nobody believed that we could even get this far. Now let's go out and shock the world and win a game seven. And I think they were on the way to do that until that Achilles popped on him.
Yeah. Let's go to Frank at Elmont. What's going on, Frank? Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
What's up?
I got a problem with you. I got to tell you.
Okay.
A big one. Okay. You said you weren't going to watch a minute of the NBA Finals, right?
Yeah, got to game seven. Sorry, lied.
Well, baseball team goes into the crapper, and you don't want to talk about it for over an hour and a half.
What
That's
do you mean?
Why you were fraud.
What
you are you kidding me? You
what
opened
fraud,
up the
a
NBA.
Fraud, what a fraud of what?
Because what you don't want to talk about how lousy your team's playing.
Frank,
I got another one.
Frank, I don't want to hear your other one. Frank, you are looking way too deep into this, man. Way too deep.
And don't let it upset you.
Yeah.
I mean my goodness. It's a game seven. Most people check in on it.
Yeah. I mean, and... Well, no. He's more talking about Frank's a big Yankee fan, and he wanted to hear this morning us bitch about the Mets sucking, and we didn't do that until 7 o'clock.
Oh,
so
as
that angered
starting
him.
With 6 o'clock.
So he thinks that because I didn't want to talk about the Mets sucking, that I started with the NBA just to avoid that, which is really thinking way too much into this. The truth of the matter is that to me, Halliburton popping his Achilles in a game seven of the finals and how that affects the Knicks and all of those things and them still not having a coach was more interesting to me than June baseball. And we got to it.
We just did. So there's actually, people say there's more people listening at 7 than there is at 6 because more people are in the car.
Well,
so.
Maybe. Well, Frank's been listening for a couple hours.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. Keep listening, Frank.
No, Frank's called before. I like Frank. He's passionate. But if he thinks that I'm actually avoiding talking about the Mets because they stink, you really have no idea who I am. You really have no clue. All right. Let's go to Paul in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy summer. It's finally summer, huh?
Yeah, 100 degrees. Yeah. Let's go.
No more rainy and dreary. Hey, I wanted to follow up on the Keegan Bradley discussion from earlier in the Netflix series. You know, I used to not like Keegan Bradley just because he was, like, tall and lanky and twitchy. but, you know, after seeing the Netflix series and how he was just flat-out snubbed by Zach Johnson for the Ryder Cup team and his wife was pissed, and then later on in the series, they show him sitting in front of his TV, cheering for the team, you know, going nuts, rooting him on. And his wife's, like, nowhere to be found. She's probably off, you know, still pissed off about it. But I just thought it was really stand-up of him to be like, you know what? I'm still USA all the way. I love those guys. I love this team. And it really classy move. So I am now a Keegan Bradley fan.
Yeah, I mean, him just being lanky isn't enough reason to dislike him. I know.
Twitchy.
Yeah, early on in his career, Paul, I mean, he was, like, really wound tight, and he would get in people's faces and stuff like that, and that's why he earned a little bit of a tough reputation early. But I said it before. I think that, and thanks, Paul, I think that Full Swing, that documentary on Netflix, following that whole thing and that scene and him getting the call and winning the Travelers in 23 when he said he's ready to go to Italy to his wife, all of that got him the captaincy for the Ryder Cup. I really believe that. All of that stuff was a major, major part of him becoming the captain.
Who knows what was going on behind the scenes after he got snubbed.
Yeah.
You know, all the, whether it be his agent or people around him, and they wanted to break up this whole kind of like clique that goes on the PGA Tour. And then he came right out and said, I will put live players on the Ryder Cup team.
Yeah. Absolutely, and that's going to be great to have Bryson at this point in his career.
You think Brooks Koepka?
I don't know.
You got to have him.
Well, he did win there.
I
most
know. I think you got to have him. I think you know why. His attitude. Just have him there for his attitude.
I just need to know that he's locked in. You know what I'm saying?
He'd be locked in for that 100%. At Bethpage Black, think he's going to be locked in?
No. I just need to know it because he's not as much as Dustin Johnson. But he's been a little bit.
I wouldn't trust just Dustin Johnson at all. But I would definitely put Brooks in there. Right now I would.
Well, he's won at that course too, which is a big deal. Matt in Pennsylvania, what's going on, Matt?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Not much. Just wanted to call in. I heard you were talking about Fanatics Fest earlier. I'm the one that ended up getting third place overall. A little bit behind Tom Brady.
Wow! So you got the card.
I got the card and made the exchange for the cash.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, you got to pay taxes.
Correct.
What was the exchange, Matt? What was the exchange for the cash? How much was it?
So he offered, and then Kevin Hart stepped in. Tom Brady offered $250,000. Kevin Hart stepped in, said he'd help me work a deal. And he ended up going with a little extra signage on a jersey and a card from Michael Rubin, in addition to $250 cash.
Oh, wow, nice! Good for you, man.
What
that's
a
great
day for you. Jeez.
So, what do you do? I mean, what do you do in your real life?
I'm a teacher in York, Pennsylvania, and I'm a huge Philadelphia sports fan. But
sorry for that.
I know.
How old are you?
I'm 39 years old.
Wow. So you came in third. I thought that maybe you'd be like in your late 20s or something. So Brady came in first. Who came in second?
MMA boxer.
Okay. And then and then
Gassi.
And what were your six events that you did well in?
So the WWE walkout, I did the baseball. I ended up actually getting first overall out of everybody on the baseball throw. Six pitches. My score was the best. I skipped the hockey. Hockey was no good. Basketball was no good. Should have been, but it wasn't. Football was good. Golf was good. And the punching
UFC punching.
Wow. Man, that
you know
is...
What? I should have went and done this.
Yeah, I know.
You think about done this.
Hockey and golf and
I could throw all those things.
I know. That is awesome. So
it's incredible. The Fanatics, I mean, the event they put on, I just was blown away. Michael Rubin, Tom Brady, all those guys. You know, my family, they're taking care of my family here. I actually had a cousin come down. He's a New Yorker from White Plains. He owns the Stodfather Landscaping Company. He was, like, in my corner just all helping me out and everything. It's just been a heck of an experience.
So when you entered into this thing, did you think you had a real chance of placing that high?
I honestly thought competition would be a little tougher. I did not think I performed as well as I could have. But it's just one of those, I've always been a pretty well-rounded athlete, and I was like, oh, let's just test this out, see how it goes. First year they done it, so I think competition's probably going to get tougher as the years go.
Yeah, we had a guy there called The Problem. I don't know, did you run into some guy that called himself The Problem?
Frank Izzo was his name.
No, I did not run into The Problem.
All right. Okay.
Well, you were nowhere near him because you were third and he was 56th, so that's why I didn't run into him. But hey, Matt, yeah. Congratulations. Thanks for calling. That is very, very cool. And man, what a Saturday, what a weekend for you going up to the Javits Center and walking away with that type of cash. Amazing.
Yeah, it was a good time. Thank you.
All right, there he goes, Matt in Pennsylvania. Man, $250,000.
By the way, good for those guys for doing all the right thing. Michael Rubin set the whole thing up. I'm sure that, you know, you can have the card or we're going to give you the cash.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, anybody in their right mind is going to take the cash. So.
Well, but then again, you know, do you auction that card off? That would be the only thing.
Yeah.
Like you take the card and then put it up to golden auctions and see if they can get you more than that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know the value of the thing. Let's go to Tyler in Connecticut. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, man. What's up?
So I was also at Fanatics Fest, had a great time. I was walking around that Museum of Marvelous Millionaire, you know, wonders they had down there. And I don't know if you guys happen to see Freddie Freeman's walk-off Grand Slam baseball being advertised for $105,000. I basically felt like I paid $70 to get smacked in the face. I was like, what am I doing here? It made me disgusted. I was disgusted. There's children everywhere. I'm going to throw up. It was horrible. It was flashbacks. Oh, God, that ball made me cry like a man. You know, not many things could do that. You know, Grand Canyon, things like that. It was horrible. It was horrible.
Sorry.
I had a great time, but that was horrible. But yeah. I just, good job to the other guy, too.
All right, very good, Tyler. I mean, that just shows you these cuts still run deep, man.
Yeah, they do.
They still run deep. Yeah, he did say I had a great time, but that was horrible. Yeah. I mean, it seemed like it got even bigger and better than last year.
Well, Michael Rubin, who came in here about 3 weeks ago, basically did say that we are ramping it up. We had such a good time last year. It also is a money loser for them, and I can understand why.
Well, he came out and said that. He said they lost like...
Yeah, but it's a great promotional thing for the fans, for the athletes, and to do it the way they're doing it. And obviously, moving it to June was a smart thing because you can now have football players. They're active football players.
That is true. I mean, it ended up being a beautiful weekend, but it's not over. I mean, moving it up even more, I think, would be maybe even smarter.
Then you're running into possible NBA players not being able to make it.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
They believe me, they did their homework and found this is the best time of year where most athletes would be available. You know, and I'm sure, like, you know, Carlos Mendoza shows up and does the Rico with the Evan and Big Tongue. So, you know, that they had to pay him some money to come do that.
Well, I don't know. Michael said that they don't really pay the guys like part of their contracts and
you're
stuff.
You're bringing a manager up in the, I don't know. Maybe Carlos did it for Evan. I don't know. Maybe the Mets asked them to do it. Who knows?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Peter Schwartz is here. He's going to give us an update. But Boomer, I don't know if you heard. It was news to me on the warm-up show, but there is big Schwartz family news when it comes to Bradley.
We hit the transfer portal again?
Yeah.
Again?
Well, he was never in it before. Are you talking about going from LIU to WestCon? He never went to LIU.
So that's when he came on here. Yeah, announced right, he was going right. to LIU.
But then,
what
but
is
then
it
that
with
never,
you guys? There's always some issue.
You should look at the place where it was coming from.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, this, like you never settled. Like you...
Well, LIU made promises to him.
Oh,
some of them
the
were...
Promises.
Right?
Well, a lot of people are promising you a lot of stuff.
LIU had a breach.
Is this a pending legal matter,
no,
too?
No. Okay. Just, he never reported there.
Okay.
They went to WestCon.
Then why did he come on here and like...
Because that's where he was going to go. And then after that announcement, circumstances changed.
So we can't do it anymore with him.
What?
There's nothing every like steady. There's nothing steady.
And then the coach left WestCon, and they dropped his major. Would you stay?
Oh, okay.
Well, it depends on who the coach was, and I mean, what?
Like, well, they dropped the. He was going to stay.
What's his major? Is his major like philosophy?
Sports management.
Crap.
Oh, sports management.
Okay.
So then he would have stayed, but then they went to go register for classes, and then they dropped the major. So.
He's in the portal.
He's in the portal.
He's available.
Fielding some offers, yeah.
Okay.
Now he's actually getting more offers?
A lot more, yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully within the next 2 weeks, he'll make a decision.
I mean, training camp's got to start pretty soon.
August 15th for most of these scores.
Is he working out?
Sure.
Okay.
Playing golf.
Wasn't he doing social media for you over there at the Knights?
Not social media. He was going to be a coaching intern.
Oh, man.
And that's done now? He resigned from that position?
Well, if there's no team and no league...
But has he resigned from the position?
He's not in the front office. He's not staying there.
I mean...
Man, that was...
No, I told him that if they went forward with any semblance of a team or a league, he was welcome to stay if he wanted to. That's not up to me. That's up to the Coach Velarde.
Coach Velarde.
But it doesn't appear that that's going to happen. So now his singular focus, aside from playing golf every day, is to find a new college.
Now, Peter, I do have to say, I mean, we've made a big deal about the Schwartz family. Had you guys on here to announce his commitment to LIU.
Yeah.
Had you on to congratulate you as the general manager of the Dragons.
Yeah.
All of these things are just falling apart.
Stuff happens.
I mean, everything's just falling apart. So I don't know if we can make a big deal about the next thing that happens to you. It's sort of like the
We got to move forward with caution.
Yeah, the boy who cried Schwartz. You know, this is what's going on.
Just an incredible run of unfortunate events.
For the schools that are offering Bradley.
He's got Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Ooh.
Was one of the schools that offered him.
Uh-huh.
He's got offers from Brockport and Buffalo State, where I went to college.
Okay.
There are some obscure schools that I can't think up off the top of my head right now.
Obscure.
He's probably got about 10 or 11...
He can't go to Arkansas Pine Bluff. It's too far away from mom and dad.
It's Division One.
Yeah, but I mean...
New Haven. I'm sorry. That's
okay.
New Haven is moving from Division Two to Division One. They've offered him.
All right. So he's going to be playing somewhere.
He's going to be playing somewhere, but we'll see where that is.
When will this decision be made?
Within the next 2 weeks, I would think.
Okay. Everybody's got the major right. He can...
He's not fielding anything unless they have sports management.
Okay.
All right. And
I would say if you don't have sports management as your major, don't bother calling. Or reaching out.
You are just setting the rules out there on the air. I mean, you are just putting your foot down. Don't even bother.
Hey, Mario and Hal, what's happening today?
Well, it's good morning, guys. You know, I just want to say something with this guy Schwartz here. First of all, he's on every show. He was on Beningo's show like a week ago. Complaining about losing his job with the with the Dragons and what have you. The guy sounds like he's Bobby Bethed here. I mean, let's be realistic.
Well, let's be perfectly clear. I didn't lose my job with the Dragons. I resigned from it.
Well, whatever. Contractual. They didn't fulfill their contractual obligations. Everywhere you go,
I mean,
you're you know what you are.
People,
you're a bop.
People.
You know
I'm sorry. What am I?
Is? You're a bop.
A
bag
bop?
Of problems.
Okay.
Everywhere you go, there's always problems with you. You cry with two loaves of semolina bread under your arm.
Really?
Semolina.
Bag of problems, Peter Schwartz.
Wow, Mario, very strong words from Mario and Hal.
Yeah.
I mean,
coming at you hard, man.
Yeah.
That's tough.
You know, And not my fault he's got problems in his life. So
well, you don't know that.
We don't know that.
Mario could be very well adjusted. Yeah, well, no, I mean, the man might be a therapist. Yeah. He just is evaluating what
you're
saying.
He didn't sound like a therapist, not somebody with that attitude.
Well, do you believe you're a bag of problems?
No, I don't. I think I'm actually a bag of sunshine.
Bag of sunshine?
Yeah.
All right.
I always have a nice smile on my face when you work with us.
Yeah.
I mean,
if I was really that much of a problem, would you guys still have me back here?
No.
Well, no.
Right? Your problems actually bring you back here, to be honest with you. It makes it more interesting. Well, anyway, is Bradley going to get a nil deal at one of these places? Is that on the table?
I hope so.
Okay. All right. Very good.
I think so. I mean, he's a personable young man.
And you heard Peter Schwartz say, don't you dare. Don't you dare offer Bradley a scholarship
if you don't have sports management as a major. Yeah. Yes.
Don't you dare. Don't even call us. Don't email us.
Don't bother us.
I don't want to hear. We will
sports
sue
family's
you.
Business.
We will sue you like we're suing the NFL. That's what you're putting out there.
It's a pending legal matter.
It's a pending legal. All right. So we have an update, a little bit of time for that. Let's hear it.
This report brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's tip off with game 7 of the NBA Finals. Pacers had felt thunderstruck.
10 to shoot. Shea now giving it 8 to shoot. Steps back, fires, angle right, rainbow three is on the way. It's a Ting of Thunder money ball. Is Shea like a shark smelling blood in the water? He may be, baby. 25 now, 84-68, Thunder by 16.
Matt Pinto, Thunder Radio, Thunder over the Pacers, 103-91. They win the NBA championship for the first time in Oklahoma City, second time in franchise history, if you include Seattle in 1979. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander named the NBA Finals MVP after scoring 29 points to go along with 12 assists. SGA said the Thunder had the right blueprint for success.
We've done an amazing job of building an environment, a winning environment, and it's no fluke why we're here and why we have so much success and why we've grown so quickly. Those guys have done a great job of just giving us a platform to be ourselves and be great. We did so.
The Pacers were devastated in the first quarter, and Tyrese Halliburton went down with what was believed to be an Achilles injury. Obi Toppin said it was a huge loss.
We need a tie out there, and he's been good for us all year. And for him to go down, getting a game like that.
I'll tell you one thing, Obi Toppin was off.
I ain't going to say out of everybody, but I don't want to feel like I played good because I was thinking about it the whole day and I felt like it was my fault.
Yeah, he didn't play good at all.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
Turnovers, couldn't get any rebounds.
He didn't make a shot.
He made a shot. Right?
He didn't make a shot.
Yeah.
Rough night.
There was a lot of chatter after the game and this morning about the national anthem that was sung before the game.
Yeah.
Kristen Chenoweth, who is an Oklahoma native and also a Tony and Emmy Award winning singer and actress. Now, I listened back to it on the train ride in this morning, listened to it a couple of times. I thought it was a pretty good rendition, and then came the end.
For the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Yeah. She held a note there pretty well.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, she held the wrong note there for a while, is what it sounded like. But, yeah, I mean, she's a talented person. She does a lot of Broadway shows and stuff. That
sounded like a Broadway performance is what it sounded like.
Exactly. It had that same type of tone in there, right?
Yeah, that sounded wicked.
Whoa, wicked. Good job on your part.
You liked that?
I did.
He caught it. You didn't.
Oh, wicked the show. Yeah. Oh, God damn it, Peter, with your dad jokes. Jesus, man.
Now the baseball will start in Philadelphia.
Young swing sends a high fly along the third baseline toward foul ground. Boehm is out. He makes the catch. And the Phillies win the rubber game 7-1.
Keith Rand, Odyssey Mets Radio. Phillies move in the sole possession of first place in the National League East. David Peterson, 5 runs, 6 hits over 4 innings of work. All the damage was done in the fourth inning. Francisco Lindor hit a 16th home run for the Mets, only run of the game. Mets optioned Francisco Alvarez to AAA before the game. Luis Torrens became the number one catcher, and the Mets recalled catcher Hayden Senger from Syracuse. Mets open up a series with the Braves tonight at Citi Field. Now to the Bronx.
Here's a pitch from Baker. Swung on, bouncing ball. Jazz coming to the plate. Here's a throw to the plate. Dives head first. Dropped it. Home plate by Sanchez. They tell Jazz to touch the plate. Nice job by Wells and by Volpe to say, Jazz, touch the plate. And he went back to do it.
No. Runner safe.
Chisholm scores.
Yes, he did. Indeed, he did.
Yes. Dave Sims here on the Fan to cap the three-run eighth inning. Yankees beat the Orioles 4-2 in the rubber game of the weekend series. Jazz Chisholm had the big hit in that inning, a go-ahead two-run double, and he lost both of his shoes in that sequence.
I think I have one time, but like this time I think it was because I was so sweaty. My socks were wet, everything, it just slipped straight out. I've never had that happen in that way, not both at least. Ran out of one, but not both. Never had both.
Devin Williams came on the ninth for his 10th save. The Rays lost, so the Yankees lead in the AL East is now 2.5. Bombers move on to Cincinnati tonight. Open a series with the Reds. Coverage here on the Fan at 6:30. You had Keegan Bradley win the Travelers in Cromwell, Connecticut. He finished 15 under, one shot better than Tommy Fleetwood and Russell Henley. And we'll hear a little bit more about this next hour, but if you saw college baseball yesterday, LSU won their 8th national championship. They won the College World Series, beating Coastal Carolina 5-3 to finish off a 2-game sweep when there was kind of a controversial ejection in the first inning of that game. We'll hear about that in the next hour. And the Liberty lost to the Storm 89-79.
A couple things, Peter. Yes. I did confirm you did ask somebody here at the radio station for Liberty tickets.
I did?
Oh, yeah.
Who did I ask?
Somebody.
Oh, I asked Sean.
Yeah.
I did. I asked Sean Morash. I asked him, how'd you get those seats in the suite last night?
Yes,
I did.
Okay, so.
But that was it.
But yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
But you were telling me before you didn't ask for free tickets.
Yeah.
You did.
I forgot about that.
Okay. Well,
you were looking for suite tickets, which means you want food, drink, and everything else, not
I
just the
wanted
tickets.
To get in.
Oh, yeah, just wanted to get in.
Yeah, okay.
Into a suite.
So yeah. Sweet. See, there's always something. There's always a little extra.
You sat up there and said, Scouts on, or I didn't ask for Liberty tickets.
I forgot about that.
And I went and I said, Peter, I gave you many chances.
Yeah.
And you
I fibbed.
Yeah.
Well, I just forgot about it.
You forgot about it. Okay, let's go to Nick and Yonkers. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, good morning, Peter. Boom, Gio.
Hey.
I call last summer where you had Stugatz on. And that's when you had your bare back.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yes. That's very good.
Anyway, I'm calling this time. I try to call during spring training when the Mets were wearing that baseball cap with the face on it.
Yeah.
To me, what do you think that face looks like? Look at that baseball cap.
Yeah. I mean, someone with a very big head.
I thought that was... Isn't that Mr. Met with sunglasses?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is Mr. Met with sunglasses. But as I'm looking at that cap right now, and I'm looking at Peter.
To your right, it looks like that Peter Schwartz it looks like.
You would never see me on a Mets hat.
I don't know, man.
I can see that.
I mean, I don't know. I think they might have modeled it after you.
No, I don't think so.
We put some stitches on that head of yours.
No.
I think it's a dead ringer.
No.
Put some sunglasses and some stitches
not
on that
a Mets
head.
Hat. Nope.
You would be the real-life Mr. Met.
No.
I know you hate the Mets. But.
I don't. No. That's wrong. I don't hate the Mets. I'm just not a Mets fan.
Okay.
But you're saying, oh, not the Mets.
No, I root for the Mets when I go with my family.
If
the
that
Met
were
games.
On a Yankee hat, which it wouldn't be, but if it were, you would be like, oh, okay, that's great.
Yeah, fine. Sure.
Yeah.
But if it was like, you know, even Sparky, you know, like that would be fine, too.
Sparky. Yankees don't do stuff like that.
You know, they
kind of like the Rangers don't do stuff like that.
There was one year the Yankees had a mascot. You remember Dandy? You don't remember Dandy?
I have no idea who Dandy is.
It's like in the 80s. One year in the 80s. I don't know what George was thinking back then.
Look straight into the camera there, Peter. I mean, come on. You don't see the resemblance there?
No.
You put some stitches. You're smiling like that. You got the orange and blue.
I do like the smile.
I mean, yeah. I think Nick's on to something.
Nah.
I think he's on to
something. I don't think so.
Who was this Dandy? Was the Yankees mascot?
Dandy was a Yankee mascot.
When?
I don't remember. It was in the 80s.
Eddie? You remember that?
Zero memory.
Al, 80s baseball?
No.
Look it up.
Dandy
Yankees
the
had
Yankees
a very
mascot.
Mascot for 1 year. His name was Dandy.
Didn't go over well with the Yankees.
It did not go over well, no.
Right. I have to say, the way that Winnie reacts to Sparky,
yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
You see it?
Wow. That is the most, you got to see this thing. That is the most ridiculous mascot. This is like even worse than that.
Niles?
No, I like Niles.
I don't like Niles.
What's that one in Philadelphia?
The Fanatic?
No.
Oh, a Gritty.
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 Yeah,
but Fly is perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, gritty actually is the perfect.
Look at this guy.
There it is. From 1979 to 1981.
He was a
long. Oh, was that long? Yeah, I don't even remember it being like a year.
He was a pear-shaped, pinstripe, furry character with a walrus-style mustache and a spinning Yankees cap. Dandy was created by Acme Mascots, the same company that created the Philly Fanatic. The Yankees leased Dandy for 3 years and $30,000, but he is now considered an embarrassment and has been written out of the team history.
It says they were trying to resemble Thurman Munson with the mustache.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't remember that part of it. I don't even remember it being around that long. I thought it was one season.
No. 7 feet tall, had fur, wore a painted-on Yankees pinstripe jersey and broke perhaps the most famous Yankees rule in the process by sporting a bushy mustache
and long hair.
Wow. Wow, that is sad.
It says, reasons for failure. The Yankees, a team known for its traditional image, did not embrace the mascot culture. And Dandy's resemblance to Munson further complicated his reception.
Yeah. Horrible.
Wow. Good job, Peter, bringing that to us.
There you go.
All right, nice work. We'll see you next hour.
I'm contractually obligated to be here, yes.
All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Let's get some calls in here. I see Dan and Carteret is up there, 888-808-1019. Bad baseball from the Mets. Yankees slowly turning it around. A good series win for them against the Orioles. And, of course, the Mets have this four-game series against the Braves at home where they got to give the Braves some of their medicine. Let's go to Dan and Carteret, the aforementioned. What's up, Dan? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Gio, I'm a little disappointed in you. You know, you're a fraud. You know, you haven't talked about me all day, you know, because I suck and you just wanted to avoid talking about me.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, you see right through me there, Dan. Very good. Very good evaluation.
Hey, I got a Mets thing, and then I got a two-part question to ask you that's politics and Schwartz related.
Perfect. My type of call.
Yeah, so about on Friday, you guys were mentioning the term slump buster. Where was that derived from? I can't remember.
Mark Grace told the story on Jim Rome many years ago.
Okay. You guys think that this isn't my two-part question. This is the Mets thing. Do you think the slump buster will be against the Braves homestand here for the Mets, or will it be when they go down to Pittsburgh, play the Pirates? Will that be their slump buster moment? I know I can't ask Boomer that question because, you know, he's a former athlete, pride on the line, you know, loves to use Anthony and Belleville's original mantra of one pitch, one inning, one game at a time. So what do you think, Gio?
Well, I actually thought that maybe the slump buster had happened before Saturday's game, but then they came out and couldn't hit on Sunday. So I think the slump buster will happen on Tuesday if they lose and can't hit the first game of this series against Atlanta. Then it will happen. I mean, you could definitely, you know, go out of town for a slump buster. Pittsburgh's a place you could definitely do some hogging. And I think that's a good place, Dan, but they got to do something about this now because they are just slipping in the standings.
Yep, totally are. And with the divisional series here against the Braves, the weather looks like crap down in Pittsburgh for that series as well, too. I know you guys are big on weather. So,
yes, yeah.
In regards to politics and Schwartz, did you find any coincidence? Did you guys stop for a moment and say to yourselves on Saturday night and be like, man, we were saying slump buster on Friday, and then, you know, being the staunch Republicans you are, Trump ordered the attacks with the bunker busters on Iran's nuclear sites. And do you think we need, with what you said before the last update about, you know, commenting about Peter and talking positively about him until he's backfired, do you think we need a Schwartz buster?
No, Schwartz can bust himself, as we have listened to. And thanks, Dan, for the call. No, I did not put together the slump buster and the bunker buster. I don't think that Boomer was Boom Shradamus on that particular one, or we were not. But yeah, Schwartz, you know, the Schwartzes unfortunately have gone through some busting themselves. You know, that's really what has gone on.
You know, and it's interesting when we do have a guest in here as a update guy, as Jerry's not here. You know, we tend to pick on these guys a little bit.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So do we pick on CeeLo Moore or Peter Moore? I feel like it's more Peter simply because we don't see him as much.
Well, also, Peter's got a lot of content, man. I mean, he's got a lot
going on.
Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying. Like, we got to get into it.
He's got a lot going on. I mean, just think about all the things. Like, he's got his son in the transfer portal and his third team as a long snapper.
Coming to Kevin Durant of college football.
He's in an ongoing legal dispute with the owner of this Fakakta Arena Football League. I mean, just think about these things that he has going on. Sports Bash, he was doing a show.
It's unbelievable.
He was doing a show next to the luggage, the baggage claim down at MacArthur Airport.
Yes. I know.
The free tickets, the whole thing, the Red Bulls and the cupcakes. I mean, he's just walking.
NFL Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame game, the ranch dressing at Miller's Ale House. I mean, CeeLo lives a very...
Everybody in the same hotel rooms using the same bathroom.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
So CeeLo, I mean...
My God.
He just doesn't have that type of stuff happening to him. You know?
Yeah.
Well, that's why. That's why we got to get into it.
Yeah, CeeLo has some other things going on.
CeeLo lives a very vanilla life compared to Peter Schwartz.
Yeah, it's eventful for Peter. I think part of it's got to be pretty stressful.
I don't even think it gets to him. Like, I think he's the classic ignorance is bliss thing. Like, I just think he's just kind of floating around like a hot air balloon out there. You know? That's what I think's going on. I really do. And that's why I've said many times I'm jealous of that. I really am. Like, he just is just...
It floats around.
His day.
It's like everything takes everything in stride.
Just Peter Schwartz.
Yes.
You know? Looking for... You know, gift card here or there, whatever, some tickets. I'm just Peter Schwartz.
Alan, Eddie, you guys get a perspective on when these guys are in here doing the updates. Who do you think we're hardest on?
You're probably hardest on Peter, but CeeLo takes it harder.
Agreed, totally.
Also, CeeLo is a little bit more emotional about it.
Yeah, he'll get very defensive. And, you know, Peter's not as much. Peter just kind of...
Jovial,
yeah.
Rolls with it, right?
Yeah, as soon as he walks out of that door, he forgets about it. CeeLo, it'll eat at him.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, I mean, Peter is bringing these things
to us.
Yeah. Like, and also the other side of it, too, is like when we didn't know this thing was going to go right in the toilet, this Enflaw thing. We promoted the hell out of it. Congratulations. We had his family in here when he announced where Bradley was going initially.
Yes.
Like, you'd send him to the Hall of Fame game. I got him, bought him tickets for the freaking Winter Classic or whatever that is, the outdoor game.
Yeah, the Winter Classic.
Yeah, I bought him tickets for that.
Yeah.
So, like...
It's not like we haven't done our part for him.
He's done plenty. He's gotten to do plenty of great things, and we like Peter, but I'm sorry. Like, why? Is someone telling you he's picking on Schwartz too much?
No, I was just wondering, you know, is it too much? Is it not enough? I don't know. And I know that Jerry gets upset sometimes, too, because he thinks I beat a dead horse with him, and then he gets all upset. It's amazing how these guys get upset.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely that chair is
heat.
Yeah.
A lot of heat on it.
There is a lot of heat on it. But, I mean, with Peter, we only see him X amount of times, and he delivered. Like, the beat a dead horse thing with Jerry's, because Jerry doesn't have that much happening to him. Like, the golf ball thing, you know, there's certain things that'll happen. But Peter is just walking storylines every day.
Yes.
I mean, that's the big difference.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.